This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price producing this evening, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone right now to State Representative Richard LaBlanca, a Democrat from Westland. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm good. How are you tonight?
Very good. We touched on the subject last night with a spokesperson from AAA, but I wanted to talk to you about the graduated driver's license and some new rules that are going into effect, because it just so happens that you are the sponsor of the bill that that is behind this movement, and I wanted to get it straight from you. So I appreciate you spending some time with me this evening.
My pleasure.
When did this bill come up, and what was your purpose behind it?
Well, the bill has been kicking around the legislature for about a decade, and it so happened that one of my former colleagues, Representative Ed Gaffney from Grosse Pointe, had the bill for a couple of terms. I was actively supporting it. When he became term limited 2 years ago, I grabbed it, and with the help of a lot of good people, and with a lot of work, we're able to shepherd it through both chambers and get the governor to sign it.
Very good. When do the changes go into effect?
They go into effect March 30, 2011, this year.
Okay. And if you can tell us what the changes are that your bill are bringing about for young drivers.
Sure. Well, first, this applies, as you said, to young drivers. It applies to what's referred to as a level 2 driver. And for those who don't know what that is, it basically is the first point for a teenager under the age of 18 to drive by themselves. So like a light switch, one day they're required to have supervision, the next day they're not. And this would cover that period that they're not for between 6 and 12 months, depending on their age. So that's what it is. Now, as far as the restrictions that are different from existing law, there are two that are notable. The first is, and it was my primary goal, is to restrict the number of passengers in the automobile for that brand new driver. And in this case, it says that if you are a non-family member, only one of you can be in the car with that new driver. As far as family members, there is not a limitation. As far as to and from school, there is not a limitation. The other restriction that is different is that the current restriction from driving between midnight and 5 a.m. is shortened, and it means that, lengthened. The new restriction is 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. unless it involves employment. So those are the changes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do the stats, I'm assuming the stats bear out, accident stats bear out that if there's a few kids in the car with a young driver, problems are occurring.
Absolutely. And in fact, when these statistics are compiled by the Centers for Disease Control, for example, they were one of the entities that provided us information. What it shows is that a sole occupant of a vehicle would get into an accident X amount of times. The next passenger increases it to 158% chance of an accident, and one more passenger beyond that puts it at about 207%. So every additional occupant in the car is thought to be an additional distraction, and it certainly increases the chance or the opportunity for an accident to occur.
And distractions with any driver, but particularly with young drivers, there are many. I mean, between cell phones and the non-texting law, I'm sure you were cheering over that one, as most of us were.
Well, I did support it. I wasn't cheering about it. I felt that there were other laws that would already cover it. But, it was one of those things that the public really wanted. And so, yes, that is, of course, law.
And the distraction issue is just runs the gamut for all drivers. But young drivers statistically show that, the radio or CD or all of these things in the car are simply problems for young, inexperienced drivers.
They are, and you use the word inexperienced, and that's the key. And these statistics apply, at least the ones that we looked at, to be fair, apply to 16 and 17-year-olds across the country. And it's thought that if you give a brief amount of time for these brand-new, inexperienced drivers to refine those skills that they're building, then your chances are better to avoid an accident.
When I went online, Representative LeBlanc, to look at the graduated driver's license, which is this is all part of that, I was, maybe it's been a while for me, but I was surprised that the level, it's a level 1, 2, 3 in the graduated license, and level 1 starts at 14 years, 9 months. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that was one of the things that changed with GDL some time back. And, you know, I'm a driver education instructor, and I feel very confident that that age is still appropriate. It's good to get the exposure, and I tell parents, under your supervision or another adult that you entrust that responsibility with, drive with your child as often as you can allow them, because, you know, every hour that you build, you gain additional skills. But 14 years, 9 months is the entry. In fact, that's the entry to drive. 14 years, 8 months is the entry to start a driver ed program in a classroom.
And, of course, there are many, you know, I throw that out there just because I guess that age surprised me. You know, I'm so old, Richard, that, at 16 they handed me my license and said, go forth. But you know, which wasn't a great thing either. But the graduated license with level 1, it is with direct supervision in the car. Level 2 goes to 16 years. And as you said a minute ago, that's what these new curfews apply to and these new changes apply to. And level 3 now in Michigan is where you can first drive, completely unrestricted at 17 years old. Is that accurate?
It is, anytime, okay. Anywhere, provided that you've met all the obligations of level 2. So just by way of example, if you're 16 years, 9 months, and you gain your level 2 license, you need to have that for 6 months before you can advance to level 3. So there are a couple of other things, but interestingly, in our state, the minute you turn 18, there's no requirements of any kind to even have driver education, which is another issue.
So if you haven't taken any of this before you turn 18, any kind of driver instruction, when you turn 18, you can simply go get a driver's license because you're 18?
If you pass a road test, correct.
Okay, wow. Now that, see, learn something new. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah, well, it's something that I'm also interested in having a look at, but you know, I recognize we're dealing with adults, but as I've tried to share with a few other folks, these driving privileges are just that. They're privileges, and many of us like them. We utilize them often, and we like to have other people have them as well. But when we're dealing with minors, we're simply asking for, again, just that little bit of time to let them sharpen those skills without some of the added distractions, and I think that we'll all be better off, because one of the points that's worth noting is that when a teenager has a driver, has an accident, it's not always just by themselves with a tree or a guardrail, but 65% of the time it also involves non-teenagers. In other words, another vehicle that does not necessarily have a teenager in it.
And I'm sure to some teenagers, because I have been one and I have had them, I'm sure to some teenagers this seems like punishment, and that is not at all the intent.
It really isn't, and I'm also glad that you mentioned that, because this past Friday, I was in Lansing, and I spoke before a group of about 340 people, and about 300 of them were teenagers. And with probably a couple of exceptions that remained silent, they were actually pretty enthused about this, because they're advocating for additional safety measures to save themselves and their peers. But, if it's helpful for some of those people that might not like this, I'll tell you that one of the amendments that I refused to even have considered was to raise the legal driving age to 17. There are some people in our state that are advocating for that because, again, statistically, the older you are, the better your chances of having more skills by the time that you're off on your own driving. But I felt that that was too large of a change, one that I did not want to be involved with.
So see, we sound like parents right now going, see, it could have been worse.
It could have been. And yes, we are parents.
Yes, right? We definitely are. Well, clearly the goal is simply keeping our young drivers safe.
It is, in addition to others on the roadway. But certainly, it's not worth bragging about, but the number one cause of death for teenagers is an automobile accident. Now, that doesn't mean to say that they're always the driver, but oftentimes they are. And so we're trying to lessen that rate of death, of course, make it safer for everybody on the roadway.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you spending some time with us this evening and going through the steps and clearing it up a bit for us. Thank you.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Too. I'll look forward to speaking with you again. Good night.
All good. Good night.
We've been speaking with State Representative Richard LeBlanc, the sponsor of the bill on the graduated driver's licenses. Some changes coming up in March. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.